Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Players today are always looking for answers and finding out what the best message is to give to them. So, you know, we're in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's a little bit different than if it was a dog day game in December or January, where it's mid-season and it's tough to get going for when you're on the road. We're in the Stanley Cup Finals, so motivation isn't quite the same level. Obviously, I think the most important thing is having focus and direction for the players to go out and play at their best.
Chris Knobloch, head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, just watched Xander hit a shot out of the rough, into the rough.
Okay, that's what happened. Because I was watching him, then I looked down, and then I looked back up, and there was a zoom in of really tall grass.
Yeah, that's where he landed.
So I'm assuming that's where he hit it?
Yep, he tried to hit it, you know, 150 yards and hit it 110.
Okay, now he's in jail, basically.
Came out pretty thick there. So the rough at Oakmont is, you know, living up to the expectation so far. Early action from Pittsburgh. We'll keep updated on what's going on. Yeah, he went from a bad spot to a worse spot.
Yep.
803-0550, round one of the U.S. Open. Tom Gazzola joins us on the Wester Hotline, host of the Oil Stream pre- and post-game show, and co-host of the Hello Hockey Show. We're talking Stanley Cup Final tonight. Game 4. Tom, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Morning, guys. Good to be back on.
What do you think of Game 3? Is it a sign of a problem for Edmonton? Is it a blip? Did it get away from, you know, a game that wasn't as one-sided as that, kind of got away? What do you make of Game 3?
Well, Game 3 was a disaster for the Oilers, obviously. We'll start with that. There's a lot of panic around Edmonton after that one. That's two straight losses. All the confidence after Game 1 out the window for the fan base. But Joe can attest, and I've told him many times, that the fan base here can be fickle. So that's one thing. But it really, you know what, we even saw this between these two teams last year. The Oilers beat Florida 8-1 in a game. They beat them 5-1 in a game. The Panthers still managed to go and win the Stanley Cup. You got to flush it. Edmonton got goaded into playing rat hockey, as we like to say up here, because that's what the Panthers are so good at. And you know, I truly believe, I said it on our post-game show the other night, that it started with the penalties. Evander Kane takes two offensive zone penalties, bad time. And they got burned. Leon Draisaitl hops on the ice at the wrong time. At one point, the Oilers had 7 players on the ice. You can't do that. That shows a lack of focus. You're listening to Chris Knobloch at the top of the segment there in his clip, and the Oilers didn't have focus in Game 3, and all their attention was diverted towards trying to get their pound of flesh from the Panthers. So that was bad. And then you could even mix in the Victor Arvidsson goalie interference penalty. It was light. Bobrovsky sold it, but the fact of the matter is the refs bit on it, and It was costly, and I know the Panthers did take a bunch of penalties in the first period as well, but by then, Edmonton was already kind of sidetracked, and it continued that way. So that's a game you have to flush. And I look at this one instance on the ice where they were kind of, there's a low cam pan across the ice, and you catch Leon Draisaitl on the background. He has his lips puckered, and he's kind of nodding with this like anger in his face and in his expression. And I'm like, that's not a good sign for the Panthers. If he's kind of taking this all in and he's getting pissed off, then, you know, he's going to come back strong in game four alongside Connor McDavid. So that's one I think I flush. I understand where the panic comes from when it comes to the fan base, but this is going to be a long series, you guys.
Yeah, Tom, the guy I would wonder the most about, like, as you say, gets sucked into like rat hockey. The one guy I'm wondering if he can go the series without having that happen to him every time is Kane. Because, I mean, there's a history there, right, with him and Tkachuk, right? Like, Tkachuk's made fun of his bankruptcy, and there's, like, a social media story about Kane's ex-wife and Tkachuk. Like, there's history between those two, and, I mean, we saw Kane here. He definitely feels like someone that could easily be sucked into that.
Yeah, good call, Joe. he does get caught up in that type of thing. And that, listen, his intention was good, right? You want to be physical. You want to get on Brad Marchand. But Brad Marchand's like 5'7" on a good day. Evander Kane's 6'2", and he's got his stick up around Brad Marchand's lips. What do you think's going to happen? As soon as Marchand feels a stick, he's going to kick his head back and make it seem like he got shot. And the refs see that, and they call it. That does happen. So Kane needs to play like he did back in 2022 against the Flames, where he was all over Matthew Tkachuk. Now, there's some talk around our studios, and not many people around the city have talked about it, but back in 2022 when Tkachuk was a Flame and Kane basically nullified him in that series that the Oilers won in the second round, it was Tkachuk, and that was pretty much it. Now he's got like a group of guys that can play that jerk style of hockey, and if you go after one, a bunch of them will still, it's like a pack mentality. They'll still be effective, and they'll still get under your skin. Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, we're watching Aaron Ekblad play like a bit of an a-hole out there. So it you want to copy what happened in 2022, especially if you're Evander Kane, but I think it's a little bit more difficult. And I said it, and I still believe it. He kind of set the tone in the wrong direction for the Oilers, and they just continued to go off and try to get their pound of flesh, and it ended up burning them really bad.
No points for McDavid or Draisaitl in that game, the 6-1 game in Game 3, which does not happen often. But is there anything, too, you think, that when the Panthers are at home getting the matchup, you know, and how they can defend those two, or would you expect that, you know, maybe that's the only game of the series we see where they're both held pointless?
Yeah, I think it's the latter, because those two, McDavid and Draisaitl, had a pretty strong start to the series in the two games at home. Listen, there's no denying that it gets tougher, and the situation for the home team in terms of matchups gets easier. So you got to find a way to persevere, get through it. And I think the one thing that McDavid and Draisaitl and the Oilers have been good at is adapting, finding ways to or solutions to problems and dilemmas. And that's where Chris Knobloch has really earned his keep, is he always seems to have an answer to whatever, you know, situation is thrown at him. And we haven't seen McDavid and Draisaitl held off the score sheet together very often. Kudos to the Florida Panthers for doing that. They did play a good game, and like I said, the Oilers got off on the wrong side of the bed when they started that game with all the penalties. But yeah, I think those two should be better. They're going to have to find a way to break through. They usually do, and you know what, the Panthers might, you know, try to throw a few different wrinkles at the Oilers, but I do expect a good bounce back from McDavid, Draisaitl, and the entire team, depth included.
How tight would you consider Stuart Skinner's leash to be right now?
I was just going to ask. Yeah. It feels like it's a coin flip whether or not you're going to get a game from him that's going to be good or bad, right? I mean, like, the stat earlier in the playoffs was it was shutout or sub-900. is there any confidence there in Skinner, or is there confidence knowing, like, it's in there somewhere?
It has been there, and it should be there. And yes, he's going to be their goalie. I'm assuming. I know that Chris Knobloch wouldn't commit to goalie yesterday, but there's up here in Canada. There's been this storyline that Stu Skinner is Mr. Game 4. He's the best all time in NHL history in Game 4. 6-0, 2 shutouts, like a 120 GAA, 950 plus save percentage. So I don't know why you wouldn't go away from him. Listen, he wasn't good in Game 3. The whole team was awful. I don't know what he was doing on that first Brad Marchand goal 56 seconds in. It looked like he was swimming in his crease. And usually that's a bad tell for Skinner in a game, is if he's kind of flopping all over. If when he's compact, direct movements, tight in his creases, when he's at his best. He did that against Dallas. He did that against Vegas when he got back into the series. He made some huge saves in Game 1. I thought he was actually half decent in Game 2. And then Game 3, like, everybody was just a mess. But, yeah, it's fair to say he probably has a short leash. But the thing, too, and Calvin Pickard has a 6-game winning streak in the playoffs, you guys. He wasn't particularly great. Like, his games weren't awesome, and he wasn't stealing them for the Oilers. What he was doing was he was battling. He was making a timely breakaway save, and then, you know, late in games, he was coming up big with a few saves here and there. But he was letting in some stinkers. That goal that Rodriguez scored when Pickard went in the other night, that wasn't a particularly good goal. So it's not like they have this secret weapon in Calvin Pickard. They're going to need Stuart Skinner to be better. They're going to need him to live up to this Mr. Game 4 thing that he kind of has going. And he does have a track record of getting better as series progress in the playoffs. And so as we start to get into the latter part of this Stanley Cup final, the expectation is Stu Skinner elevates his game. If he doesn't, they're in big trouble. And yeah, they'll probably look to Calvin Pickard pretty quickly.
On the Panthers end of it, Tom, do they feel even like they get so much credit for how deep of a unit they are? Do they feel even deeper than they were last year in the finals? And how much of that might just be that they have Marchand and he's been playing well?
Yeah, well, Joe, legit, they do feel better. Like, the Oilers got better and the Panthers got better. And we were saying it here, getting ready for the series, like, these two teams are built for the Stanley Cup final. They didn't have these fantastic regular seasons. They had good regular seasons. I don't even think the Panthers got to 100 points, but it didn't matter once the playoffs started. It took the Oilers a couple games to click into high gear, but these two teams, they just know how to win, and they're built for this. And when you look at the Panthers, like, you know, Louis Tarinen and Lundell have been good with Marchand. We're talking about that line being a good top six line, let alone a third line for the Panthers. And then Bennett's game has been elevated, and Reinhart with some timely goals. And, you know, Barkov's been quiet in this series, but it doesn't matter because other guys are chipping in. They're getting contributions from their back end, and Ekblad and Jones, and even Nate Schmidt's putting together a decent Stanley Cup final offensively. So, yeah, they do have a ton of depth. And when you look at this team with the Florida Panthers, you go, damn, they're pretty good, and there aren't a lot of weaknesses or holes to expose. And the fourth line, if any, whenever they get out there, you could look at it and be like, yeah, that's one area they might want to be better. But the Panthers are good, and you're gonna have to force their hand. You're gonna dogfight in them every single game, and you know what? As soon as you kind of slip up, they expose you, and that's pretty much what happened in Game 3.
Tom Gazzola on the Oilers and Panthers tonight, Game 4. Tom, thanks very much. Enjoy, and best of luck to Edmonton.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. I read an article about the Panthers and how some teams will take the wrong message from what Florida has done.
Uh-huh.
Because what has Florida done? Like, oh, they play, he mentioned rat hockey and how they play with that edge and they play physical. And they do.
Yep, they'll beat the snot out of you.
But the key difference, the key point is,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Scorers do it.
Right.
They have no wasted space.
No.
None.
Like their fourth line is like a couple of Goonie guys, but like they play 9 minutes a night.
No, and that's not why do they win?
That's not why they win anyway.
Bennett,
right.
Who scores. And everybody scores.
Kachuk.
Everybody
scores. And Marshawn scores. And Verhaeghe, like. Right, almost everybody.
Everybody scores. Everybody. They not only
like the only two scorers you would say don't have like an edge to them are Barkov and Reinhardt. And if you watch them, like again, like that kind, that's the type of stuff that can be infectious. Like if you got a couple of other guys that play that way, you see Barkov and Reinhardt in stuff more than you would see them probably on other teams. But like all the good players, like they have good players.
Yep.
They have so many good players.
Just
that beyond just the our what do they do after a whistle?
Justin Bourne, Sportsnet, wrote this piece. It says, you like toughness, they led the NHL in penalty minutes. You like offense, they're first in the Stanley Cup playoffs in goals and and they've scored 5+ in 8 of 11. So
crazy.
His article is basically saying, whatever you like, you're gonna say the Panthers have it. And what he points out is heavy players, dump and chase, that's not it. Look at all these players. Kachuk has a 109-point season. Barkov has a 96-point season. Reinhardt got 57 goals and 94 points. Verhaeghe, 33 goals in 89 playoff games.
Yeah.
74 points in 89 playoff games. Again and again, you've got guys that score. Their Selke guy is a scorer. They're not just offensive talents. They play the full ice. What you have is, you might have GMs say like, yeah, I need a guy that will check like that player and a guy that will play defense like that player. But the Panthers have guys like that score. They really have a team of guys that do everything well. They can play any type of game. Mm-hmm. You want to bring them into a shootout, they'll get you in a shootout. You want to play a defensive game, they'll do that.
Right.
And their goalie's great.
They've
built it all. They have everything you need. And
right. What's amazing is you can look at – actually, please. How far down? Where do you think? Would you say Barkov's their best player? I would say that. I think Barkov's their best player.
Yeah. Yes.
If I were starting a franchise today and I get to pick one player off the Florida Panthers, I'd pick Alex Barkov. Do you know where he ranks in Conn Smythe odds for them right now?
Oh, like seventh.
It's fourth. Kachuk is sixth.
Yeah.
Reinhardt, who scored 57 goals last year, he's seventh. The top three are
Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett's number one.
Bobrovsky.
He's the favorite for the whole series. Bobrovsky's third.
And number two is?
Number two, who is the third leading favorite for the Conn Smythe right now, plus 375.
Marchand.
Brad Marchand.
Right.
Him being added really does just like...
And Marchand...
It makes it almost look unfair because right. He's 37, but he still is really good, and he's on the third line. With two other young guys that, like Lundell and Lutsarainen are, they're good. Like on a lot of other teams, remember, you know, the Sabres in 06 and 07 when they had their veterans up top like Breer and Drury who were awesome, but then you just got this third line with a couple kids on it, Roy and Vanek. Like, I'm not saying one of those two are as good as Vanek will be, but like, oh, they got these two young kids who are probably awesome and could play at the top of lineups, but they don't even need it because they have so many studs above them.
Marchand, who has 100-point season to his credit, 80-point seasons, multiple 80-point seasons, four of them.
Great deadline move.
He's not in his prime, but yeah, that's the point. Like if you play that style of game, the Panthers aren't getting out of bed for you unless you also have scored a lot.
Yeah.
And it's all in there, the total package. So
Right, but the lesson should be, I wonder which teams, some teams will take different lessons. Are you going to try to build, like, wouldn't you think, like Toronto, for instance, especially, Toronto is going to make the mistake, I think. I think they're going to try to build the wrong parts of the Panthers. They're going to, well, one, they're going to pay Sam Bennett $10 million a year.
But Bennett's one of the right parts. He scores.
He's
a player that does.
But he doesn't score enough to warrant the contract he's about to get. He's going to get the contract he's about to get because of the culture stuff and because of the grittiness and the toughness and the all-around game. I mean, he is scoring. But the man has scored more than 20 goals twice in 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get, what, Marner money?
No, I don't think
not, so. Or not Marner
Marner's
money. But he's
going to get 14.
Who gets $10 million in the year? He's going to get Eichel money. Right? He's going to get the money of a number one center. And he's a good player, but his career high in points is 51. Like, let's slow down. Someone's going to go way higher than they should for him, not because of him scoring. They're going to do it because of that dude's going to change the attitude of our team. That's why we're giving him $10 million. Not because he scores 25 goals. Like, I wouldn't want the Sabres to sign him because of that, to that money. Because I would think they would be doing it for the culture part of it.
I am very...
And for the grittiness, not because he scores, a few goals.
I am very worried the Sabres will take the wrong lesson. The Sabres have taken the wrong lesson about being tough to play against for a decade. Right?
Right. Whenever
going back to drafting Ristolainen, they set themselves on a course of how important it was to be tough to play against, and then the one year they were an amazing scoring team, missed the playoff by a point, they said, that's not okay.
Right.
We have to be tougher to play against. So I'm always afraid the Sabres are going to be one of the teams that takes the wrong message out of it.
Right.
I mean, then again, the message for the Panthers is just be awesome at everything. What's Edmonton's message? Edmonton is have great players and score goals.
Yeah.
Get carried by two incredible players and try to not be a complete tire fire around them.
It is worth noting they are also missing a 50-goal scorer on their top line.
Hyman, yep.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe, happy Thursday. What else is going on? What else? What else happened yesterday?
I think, should I finally close this tab on the film plays from the Bills-Chiefs-AFC Championship game? I should probably do that.
You've just been watching that?
It's just been on in the background since we talked about Coleman earlier. I haven't closed it. Who needs to just have that in a loop on June 12th? We've not discussed the NBA from last night at all. And very quickly, as someone that bet the Thunder before game, I'd like to win the series after game two, thinking, okay, here we go. Like I got in on, okay, Pacers could hang and this could be a closer series than people think, but they're not going to win it.
Are you nervous?
They looked super impressive last night.
I kind of wonder when the Pacers will become favorites. If they go up 3-1, are they favorites?
Ooh, that's a good question. If they go up 3-1?
Because they're not favorites right now, right? They're up 2-1
at
home, and they are still dogs to win the series.
Yeah, I think they'd have to be at 3-1.
It would be incredible if they weren't.
Right now it's minus 230 for the Thunder.
You know, you say they would have to be, yet... We're about to watch the U.S. Open. Scottie Scheffler, when he's down 5 strokes, is the favorite.
That's right, in these tournaments.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
And the Thunder were thought
not,
to be...
But he's not minus money. It's not like...
That's right. Not minus money. That's right.
But no, but it's true.
But
like,
if you put him,
he will be at the best odds.
But if you
put
him head-to-head with the guy in the lead down 5 with 10 to play, he might be minus money
in some
of these tournaments, depending on who that guy might be.
No, that's a good point.
But if they're up 3-1... Are they favorites? I just want to watch the series odds. I want to know the moment it ticks over to Indiana, up 3-1 and up at halftime in Game 5.
Because wouldn't it be incredible if they weren't favorites at 3-1? Which, minus 230, I guess the Thunder could still be favored at 3-1. If they were, and then the Pacers won it in 5, which at the beginning of the series would have sounded like nuts.
Right, crazy.
I got to bet there has never been a champion in a 7-game series who has ever won the series without ever being favored to win the series. There's no way that's ever happened. There's no way. Although that would say that no team has ever been favored down 3-1, which I can believe. I could believe that no team in either sport's ever been favored down 3-1.
I want to see it.
The Cavs were certainly not favored when they were down 3-1.
No, of course not. No way.
I don't think anybody has been.
803-0550, our phone number. We'll get a break in.
There's a guy named Benedict, by the way, last night that was hitting
27
all the shots.
Points off the bench?
Yeah, for Benedict. He's from Montreal. Benedict from Montreal leading in the NBA Finals and scoring. It's funny.
J.J. Spawn, two-stroke lead at the U.S. Open.
Four under.
I saw some context on this. So one thing about this, when you see, hey, the scores are low, I thought this was going to be tough. They are, so right now, the No Laying Up podcast, they tweeted out this. 66 guys on the course, only 11 are under par. The conditions are flawless. The low scores are the people that are on the back nine, which is the easier side, like Rory and Spawn, I think, are on the back. And both sides of the course start easy and finish hard. So these scores here, they won't last.
No.
Really, there are.
No, they won't.
There are less than 11 guys under par at this point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 guys under par.
Yeah. NFL news from the last 10 minutes. Adam Schefter says that Shamar Stewart, the Bengals' unsigned first-round pick, has now left Bengals' minicamp. Exit. He's out. No contract done. He was there, and now he's gone. If Cook left today, you would still win the bet. You would still win the bet.
Yeah, he was at minicamp,
but then he left.
Well, he's going to leave when it's over, too.
Okay, fair. Well, Stewart's gone. Mike Florio wrote today that he could, if he wanted to, sit out the season and re-enter the 2026 NFL draft. Which, one, never going to happen. Two, oh, that would be so funny though if it did.
It'd be great.
But you would have. Imagine if that happened. The Bengals would have used the first-round pick for nothing.
Wouldn't
they would have lost the first-round pick.
Wouldn't the NFL at large punish him?
Who?
Stewart.
Like if he did that?
Yeah. And say, I got to wonder if this guy loves the game enough. Who are you to do something like that? I know it's the Bengals, but
the fact that it's the Bengals, maybe.
I just think you'd get a ton of, and Boomer Esiason would be on the radio talking about how this guy hasn't done anything.
So, like, where would you think he'd get picked if he did do that? I'm going to sit out the year.
He's a year older, no production. I bet he's a second rounder. First rounder becomes a second rounder.
I mean, that's still not that bad. But for him, that would be this is why it would never happen. Because if that happened to him, you're probably you lost money in the process.
You definitely lose money. Yeah,
you lost more money than the Bengals are probably unwilling to give you.
803-0550. The chat has been wondering openly what tabs we have open in our computer.
Okay.
We should just do that
yesterday.
Like, randomly, like a tab report. Like, what tabs you have open? Like, I'll tell you, I got Brad Marchand stats, advanced goalie stats, the NFL's top 10 offenses as predicted by some guy who wrote this. It was Gennaro Felice at NFL.com.
Uh-huh.
I've got that tab open. I've got my email. I've got the YouTube open so I can see the chat. NFL Next Gen stats and Twitter. There's my tab report.
This is funny. Nothing super interesting on my. I have NBA scores, Twitter, Florida Panthers hockey reference, the Conn Smythe odds. I've got our YouTube up.
I also have a story about how a truck carrying porta potties on the 190 lost one, and they had to go clean up a porta potty that was turned over on the 190.
Oh, okay.
That was at 7 o'clock this morning.
Okay. The other, real quick on this.
Not a great job to pull.
Yesterday, I sent a screenshot of something that was in my screen on when I was getting ready to do episode of Lockdown Sabres yesterday, and I sent a picture of my computer, and one of my buddies zoomed in on the tabs that I had open. Like, oh, here's just Joe getting ready to talk about the Buffalo Sabres, and I'll let you tell them what one of the tabs says.
Salem witch trial.
Salem witch trials. Let me read the Wikipedia page about the Salem witch trials. Something sparked it. I don't remember what.
Yeah, makes sense.
I did not relate that to the Sabres at all, just to confirm.
803-0550. More updates from Oakmont. Roger Kalani of the Live Like Luca Foundation coming up in a moment. He was at Oakmont yesterday. We can get a feet on the ground report from Oakmont. How it looks like his plane. He followed Oberg for a while, and he'll help tell us about tonight's event at Wayland, why we're raising money, 100 holes 2 weeks from today. So we're going to talk to Bodge in a minute here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.